down here at the Mall Arts Centre, and I'm whispering slightly because there is dress rehearsals and a sound check happening here in the Mall Arts, because all the boys and girls in Coyle National School are starring in Mary Poppins tonight. It's happening tonight in the Mall Arts Centre, and it's happening again tomorrow night, and I am delighted to say that I'm joined with a couple of the cast members here. Darren, now you're playing two parts, not one but two parts in this play, aren't you?
Yeah.
So tell the listeners, who are you playing in this play?
I'm playing Ellen, the main housemaid and the reporter in Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
And there is, I imagine there's a load of lines and a load of songs and a load of everything. You've probably been working on this for a good few weeks, have you?
We've been working on it since October, so that's October, November, December, January, February, March, 5 months.
That's a long time. And are you looking forward to it? Is it a relief that it's finally here?
I'm a bit nervous, to be honest, but I think it will go well. It's fun.
I think you've put the practice in, so I think definitely it will. Tig, I was very surprised to hear that there is a guest appearance happening in Mary Poppins. You're playing a guy called Ken, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
So tell me, who is Ken? Because people watching Mary Poppins would know who Ken is.
So he's basically this guy. He starts off as Ken. Barbie and him go to the real world to help because, like, basically, something's happening to Barbie Land. They go, Ken sees this like sign that turns him into like a big muscly guy, and I'm playing the cook, who is the part of the household staff in the banker's house. That's all.
And that's all. That's a load. Is it? You must have a really cool costume for Ken, so do you?
I do have a really cool outfit, and I'm wearing dark tan. I'll have my dark tan on, so my face will be covered in tan.
So you'll be the best looking dude on the stage tonight. Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know yet.
I'm sure
it
you.
Depends. Like I'm really nervous about it too. Like I don't know because like basically I'm not that like I, this is like my third play doing it because I moved to Coyle National 2021 November.
I am joined by three very important people. I have Oran, Nora and Killian here with me, and ye are all playing what? Noah, you might tell me, what are you playing?
Chimney Sweeps.
And have any of you guys seen the movie?
Yeah.
You did see it, and did you like it?
Yeah. And also I saw it with my baby brother, well, he was a baby at the time, and my sister.
Brilliant, because the Chimney Sweeps play a very important part in Mary Poppins, don't they? Because they do that big dance number in the middle of it, don't they?
Because our job is very good because we get to just do the Chimney Sweeps and we have everything ready.
And we had to bring in our own part of our costume from our house, which might seem a little weird to you.
Yeah, I've only one line, but we've big dances, like in Step in Time.
Yeah, and Step in Time is a big, that's probably one of the most famous songs, isn't it?
I'm in three songs.
I don't know if we're doing Step in Time, but I'd say we are.
It's a little bit weird because we don't know are we doing it, but we might be doing it.
Guys, thanks a million. Sean, come over here to me. Now, anyone who watches Mary Poppins knows that there's a very, very rich man in Mary Poppins who happens to be called Mr. Banks, and I have Mr. Banks here with me. Sean, what's it like to be the richest character in the play?
A bit surprising.
Because you didn't realise, sure you didn't. No. Had you seen the film before?
I think I've seen this once, maybe when I was younger, but I haven't watched it recently.
Yeah. And tell me, has there been an awful lot of work going in over the last few months? Darren said there 5 months. An awful lot of work, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's been a team effort from everybody.
Brilliant. And I have to say, well done to all you guys. And I see Miss Kelly's after sticking her head in the door there, so you better rush back to stage. Guys, thanks a million for talking to me today. Thanks, guys. See you. Okay. So as I said, tonight is Mary Poppins, and I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by Mary Poppins herself, Ellen. Thanks a million for joining me today. Come here, are you nervous about tonight at all?
I think I'm a 50-50 of nervous and excited.
Because, of course, Coyle National School, when you do these productions, they're quite big productions, aren't they?
Yeah, we take them very seriously.
And Darren was telling me there earlier, like 5 months, that's a lot of time and effort to put into the play, isn't it?
Yeah, most schools usually just do a Christmas one, but they don't get much time to practice, but we do a long period of practicing.
And that must make it easier for you, does it?
Yeah, it makes me more comfortable with the part.
Brilliant. Is there lots of singing and dancing in this one, tell me?
Yes, there's a lot of it.
And of course, that famous song, Supercalifragilistic, is that going to make an appearance tonight, or can you tell me?
It is. It's going to be in it.
That's a hard one to do as well, isn't it? Ellen, thanks a million for coming in to me. I see that you're doing loads of rehearsals inside, so I don't want to keep you held up. So thanks a million for coming over to me. That is Ellen, who's playing Mary Poppins this evening. Now, I'm delighted to be joined by Principal of Coyle National School, Joanna Kelly. And Joanna, what work goes into this type of play?
So because the school is small and we absolutely love these productions, we start very early, Linda, just so there's no pressure or stress coming up to it. So we started after the midterm break in November. So November to Christmas, learning lines, learning when they were coming in and coming out. The junior room teacher would have done loads of work in teaching the children how to sing the songs and the lyrics and all of that. So the kind of the back was broken in the work before Christmas. And since Christmas then, the choreography and a little bit of fine tuning. So yeah, a couple of months goes into it, but it's done over a longer period of time just to reduce the stress on everybody and to give everybody a fair chance.
And it's not easy, these type of productions, because even as I'm looking out in this Mill Arts here now, all the kids are so attentive, they put so much time and effort into it, and they really are invested in it, aren't they?
They really are. It's become like a highlight of our year, you know, and I suppose the fact that we moved from a Christmas performance into the springtime just has given everybody, including our new junior infants, just a chance to settle in and to, you know, bed down into the school and the routine. And like the excitement here now today, especially when they see the lights and the sound machine coming in and yourself with the headphones and the microphone, you know, they really think they're rock stars. And it's really lovely.
It is, and it's a lovely setting as well. As you said, the stage here is fantastic. I mean, it's set up as if there was any other drama going on there. And I laugh when I see, like, Ellen came into me there, but she's got the full mic on. I mean, it's, as you said, it's the real deal, isn't it?
And it's a lovely experience for children to get in primary school, you know, and you just never know what seed you might be after sowing in somebody. And, you know, it's fantastic on the back of Cillian Murphy's win last night, you know, a Cork man with the Oscar, and here we are tonight. So we're not quite at the Oscars yet, and I always stress that we're not pushing perfection. But there is a real sense of occasion about it, and I do think it's a lovely opportunity for children, all of the children in the school, to shine in some shape or form. Like, we have a number of children who are not going to actually perform on the stage tonight, but who have worked very hard backstage, you know, and have been involved in making the backdrops and the props, and, you know, they're very, very important, and, you know, it's all hands on deck.
And of course, this is a key event for Coyle National School as well, so you just might remind people, like, how much are tickets, where do they get the tickets, and the time the performances and stuff are on.
Sure, so the best thing at this stage would be to email the school directly, coylenationalschool@gmail.com. We check that email very regularly. And if people just want to rock up to the door, there will be a certain amount of tickets available at the door. An adult ticket is €15 and a child's ticket is €7. And again, it is a huge event for our school. So all and any support is greatly appreciated.
Brilliant. I'm going to leave you get back because I can see you're you're mad busy at the moment, and I don't want to hold you up. So guys, you heard it there. Come down to the Mall Arts Centre at 7 o'clock this evening, 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. Email the school if you can, or show up at the door. €15 for an adult ticket, €5 for a child ticket, and come along. And I can attest to the fact it's incredible. The setup down here, well worth coming down. Joanna, thanks a million for joining me.